Give the Lord a shout of praise now. Something's happening right here, right now. The worship today just ushered in such an awareness of how present God is in the place. What's He doing today? Oh Lord, our Lord. How excellent, how majestic, how great is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic.
Thank you, Lord.
How excellent, how great is your name. You have to know. Today is the day God is doing something incredible. You have to know. The spirit of prophecy is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And the revelation of Jesus Christ is that spirit of prophecy. They walked in the clouds of God's glory. The word and the voice of God came to God's people out of a cloud, and they walked in the cloud of His glory. Shadrach and the boys walked in a furnace, and the glory of God was there. God bore witness and testimony. Daniel spent a night in the lion's den, wasn't touched. He bore witness that God was with him. David, with his sling, as he stood before the champion of the Philistines, and God gave him victory because he believed God was with him. What about us today? What wonders would we see if we believed as they believed? What was the difference? They believed God was with them to do great and mighty things. They just believed God was with them. And they put their life on it. They laid their life on the line. And Jesus said, all these things you've seen me do, it's not the end. He said, when I leave, He said, I'm not going to stay away. He said, I'm coming back. He said, I'm coming back real soon. I'm just going to go. And the Father and I are going to have a conversation in the kingdom. And I'm going to send you a comforter. He is the Holy Spirit. He is your gift. He is the promise of the Father. And when you receive Him, you're going to receive power. You're going to receive power from on high. Not just above, but on high power. Like on high power. Power's on high. And He said, and then you'll bear witness to who I am. Not only will you be born again, not only will you be delivered from sin and Satan and death, hell, and the grave, but you'll be empowered, He said. You'll be empowered to bear witness. So I pray the Spirit of the living God fill you today, no matter who you are, no matter what your faith is. I pray that the Holy Spirit convince you. The Holy Spirit fill you. The Holy Spirit fill you with the understanding that God is with you right here, right now, in wonder, in majesty, in glory, in grace, in goodness, in spirit, and in power. Today, something great is going to happen. You're going to walk in the cloud of His glory today. Authorities, people and places of influence and renown and power and prestige are going to bow to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. The heaven, the word says, the heaven is His throne. He sets in majesty there. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Would you say? Pretty awesome. Where is he? Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. The heavens are his throne. He sits in the heavens. But the scriptures say, the heavens cannot contain you. Scriptures say the heavens cannot contain you. You can take your seat, but you have to stay right where you are in that same spirit. He's seated. His throne is in the heavens. Don't stop. Keep the momentum going. Can you feel it? Can you feel that something's coming? Can you feel something's coming? God didn't tell you to do what you're doing just so you could sit there and wait. He told you because he wants and wills to do something you haven't seen yet. And he's going to do it. He is going to do it. I want you to say he's going to do it. Go ahead and let your ear hear your mouth say he's going to do it. He's going to do something great. And he's going to do it through me. Just like he said. Just like he said. So he's seated in the kingdom of God. His throne is in heaven. And his majesty is there. But there's a scripture that says, great is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. God is great in the earth. Maybe you didn't hear me. He's enthroned in heaven, but he is great in the earth. The heaven is where he's seated, but it can't contain him. So his feet slipped out of heaven and landed on the earth, because the word says that the earth is where his feet are. The earth is the footstool of the Most High God. This is where his feet are. This is where he walks. The Lord is great in the earth. His name is great in the earth. He's majestic. He is excellent in all the earth. His name is great in the earth. God is called the Creator over and over in the Word. He's referred to as the Creator. And he creates. That's what God does. He creates. He created you and I. He made you. Look at yourself and say, he made me. Look at yourself. Say, he made this. Identify. He made this. See, revelation is all about identifying. You look and you see something in a different part of who you are. Not with your eyes. You can look at something with your eyes for a long time, but never really see it, because you see things with your mind. We see, even though your eye looks at a thing, we know this, your eye doesn't really see it. Your eye can't tell you what you're looking at. Your mind, your brain tells you what you're seeing. The Spirit of the Lord is our mind. The gift of the Holy Spirit is our mind. God is the Creator. And he made the earth and he made you and I. You are breathing today. You're alive today. Because God has given you a season. A lengthy season. 2023. What is going to happen? That all depends. That all depends. The word of the Lord is sure. But who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying? He's seated in the heavens, but his feet are on the earth, meaning God is walking in the earth. Now, there was a time where they were building the temple. David and Solomon built a temple, but they knew in their hearts, this temple can't contain you. And God said, how will the earth, how will a temple that you build for me contain me? So there wasn't anything that could be done by the law or by efforts or by works, and we know that. It's a gift from God. Nothing is done by effort that houses the glory of God. So then what does house the glory of God? Well, the thing that pleases the Lord, your belief in Him, your faith in Him. But because God is complete, your faith and your belief cannot be incomplete. Your faith has to be the faith of who He is. And we believe because of who He is. We don't believe because we choose to believe. We believe, you're believing today because of who He is. Now, you may not be able to comprehend that, and you're not supposed to, because no more than your eye can tell you what you're looking at. Can your brain tell you who He is? But the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter or the Teacher. The Word says He'll teach you, He'll show you, He'll tell you. And He won't speak in the dialect that you're used to. He won't tell you in the way you're used to learning, but He'll reveal it by His Spirit. Because that which is born of flesh is flesh, and flesh cannot please God because it is not subject to the laws of God, but it is a vessel. It is a vessel. And the one thing God likes to do, even more than create, is He loves to transform. Transform. Because what He creates is what we see, but what He transforms is unseen. And what is transformed looks just like God. What is transformed can house the presence and the glory of God. So He said, you must be born again. Now, this didn't come after the fact. The Word says, from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, Jesus was set to be the one that not only left us an example, but left us His life. So he wasn't killed, He laid His life down, or more accurately, He gave us. So He has given us His life. He's given you His life. Because just creation isn't enough. Transformation is what God's really after. And the Word says, that which is flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit can house the Spirit. Heaven can't house all the glory of God. And the temples that man makes can't house the glory of God. But the born-again Spirit can house the glory of God. The transformed Spirit by the glory of the Father can house the glory of God. So He said, I'm not going to live in temples. I'm not going to live in tents. Those times were teachers to bring you to this time, this year, this year, this year. Because it's by revelation of who He is, a greater understanding. Paul said, I'm praying for you. And his prayers still echo from heaven to earth. I'm praying for you. I pray for you all the time that the spirit of wisdom and understanding would be given to you. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. That's what this ministry is all about. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. We're all about what Jesus said to do, that make to manifest the kingdom of God in the earth. Because His throne is in heaven, but His feet are on the earth. This is His footstool. The Word says the nations will bow at His footstool. Right here. But what was the difference between those that died and those that lived? Those that couldn't succeed. Those that were swallowed up when the earth opened up. God said, I'm going to do something that's never been done before. And those that lived. Those that walked through the fire and weren't burned. And those that threw them in the fire and died. What's the difference between those that walk successfully, productively, fruitfully? What's the difference? revelation and understanding. I know in whom I have believed. I know who you are. Jesus, when Peter said, Jesus, I know who you are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, what's happening right here, right now? What's taking place in you? That's where my church is. That's where I'm going to build a foundation. Is when people begin to understand by the Spirit. He said, now no one told you this. And even if they had, you wouldn't have understood. But he said, this has been told to you by the Father. The Spirit of the living God has spoken to you. See, there was a day that they did all kinds of laws and rituals, and they did them in accordance with the Word of God. But God said there's no sacrifice that a man can bring because a man founded in his own works is not righteous before me. Only God is holy. We know that. Only God is holy. Only God is righteous. Only God is perfect in all his way. But he said, I'll create. What is man that you were mindful of him? I'll create a creation. I'll make him lower than the angels. Not only position him beneath, but I'll make him lower. But I'll make him lowly. And I'll give him the ability to humble himself before my mighty hand. And then what I will do is I will save him from himself. We need saved from ourselves. Everybody needs saved from themselves. Because we are carnal under law. The word comes from the word carnivorous, to consume, to devour. And that's what we do. And we're typically not happy unless we're consuming and devouring. And we look for more and more and more. And the more we get, the more we want. And the more we devour, the more we want. We want and we want and we want. But the Spirit of the Lord satisfies. But it doesn't stop with just satisfying you. It doesn't lull you to sleep. It increases you in a capacity that you couldn't possibly even be aware of. Except that the Spirit leads you in a way to believe. He tells you, he encourages you to believe great things. God created. And the ultimate of God is to transform. So he said, no eye has seen, not angels, not man, no ear has heard. It hasn't entered into anyone's heart, save for the Father and the Son, the things God has prepared. Prepared for those who love him, who are the called. How are you the called? You have to know you are. I know. Peter, I know who you are. Jesus, upon what's happening right here, what's happening, revelation is coming into you. An understanding that you couldn't comprehend by yourself. There's no way your eyes, your mind, your associated feelings could describe what's going on right now. So we can't determine our lives based on what we feel, because what you feel oftentimes just doesn't matter. It's a makeup of chemistry that lies to you, that deceives you. And Jesus said, but I want to show you a power that overcomes you so you become more like me. And in order to do that, you have to be overcome, not just made, you have to be transformed. Not just created, but born out of me. Not made by me, but born out of me. And today we are believing who we are. And it is the foundation of the revelation of the house that God has built. That he will dwell in those houses and make renown, make influential, make powerful, make majestic, make great, make glorious himself through these vessels that you are. All you've walked through, some of you walk through a long time and you feel like you haven't seen God do what he said he would do or we wanted to do. But the truth is he's done more than you've seen. Because all along when you're believing, what's happening is that transformation of your mind, how you perceive things, how you're satisfied, begins to change. And you come to a mature stature where your satisfaction is knowing him, knowing revelation. And then you turn around and there, what you prayed for but couldn't get is right at your feet. It's on your right side. It's on your left side. It's behind. It's all around you. Because what God has for you, he could bring to you. He could create in a moment's time and give it to you, but it wouldn't transform you. But what you wait and believe for does the ultimate work. It makes his name great in the earth. He is great. But the word says Jesus walked in his greatness among men and women, and the word says they rejected him. They rejected the cornerstone, the foundation, that which upholds all things. They rejected him, looking at him with their eyes, touching them with their hands, hearing him with their ears. But you are hearing him in a different place. Everything God did from up until the time of Christ, he created, he made, he gave laws, he gave statutes, he told us what to do. And he said, and you should do them, and you should do them in faith and obedience, but you'll fail because flesh and blood cannot please God. But when Christ came, the word says he fulfilled all the law. So no matter what you did and who you are, what we do now, we do through his obedience. What we do when we're obedient is we do through his obedience. The word said he became perfect through the things which he suffered. He became obedient to the cross. He became that. And all obedience that comes from us to him is through Christ. It is his obedience that makes us obedient. It's just believing that he is all. The first thing we have to do is we have to walk away from the dark shadows. The first thing we have to do is acknowledge there is only one God. There isn't another God. There isn't a God devil. There isn't a God man. There's only one God and one Christ. That's all. There's evil all around. There's evil people. There's devils all around. There's demons all around. Those could be people. Jesus called them people. It doesn't matter if they're fallen ones or if they're ones that are born in the earth. It doesn't make any difference. But we have to walk away from the mindset and believe that there's only one God and stop the idolatry in the houses of the Lord. We have to stop worshiping any God but God. When you extol power and you'll extol authority to a spirit, to a devil, to a demon, you worship them as a God. You are acknowledging them as a God. But when you worship the Lord God and he alone is God. He alone is worthy. He alone is the Lord of heaven and earth. And when he is God, nothing else matters. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, so we don't turn our minds to weapons. There are no shadows in the light, so we don't worry about the shadows. I'll keep you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on me. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, but God has given us the realm of authority in the earth. God is great in the earth. And he's greatly to be praised in the earth. But you have to know, the foundation of our salvation is that we know, not fully comprehend with our mind, but we know that he is the Christ. How do we know that? Because he was obedient. We are being obedient to his life because he was obedient. I can't be obedient, but he was. And it's no longer me. It's no longer I that lives, but he lives. And the life of obedience I live through his obedience. So I can't think of myself as a failure. I was a sinner, and the sinner I was died at the foot of the cross, and I was born again and made anew, because no sinner can inherit the kingdom of God, but he made me new in him. Now I am born of the Spirit and no longer of the flesh, so I cannot boast of fleshly things. Our houses of worship have to stop, cease boasting of earthly things and boast of God and God alone. Just worship him. Who cares what evil says or wants to do? Why do we talk about lies and liars when we know who and what they are? He said, believe the truth and you walk in freedom. Where is our power gone? We've relinquished it to idolatry and foreign gods and unholy gods. We've not seen ourselves as the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. We have denied the power of His covenant, thinking we were doing right. Didn't He say we would do that? They'll do ill thinking they do God's service. They'll kill thinking they do God's service. But the call of man is to surrender to the will of God, to the righteousness of God. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God is one Lord, one God. He is holy. He is perfect. He is righteous. He is with us. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. And He didn't. Guess where His feet are? Right here. He walks in the earth. He walks on our seas. He breathes His air into our lives and gives us life. He breathes His Spirit into us, and we know and we sense and we see and we believe and we love and we trust and we worship. We see things around us falling away or falling apart, and yet we believe. How are we doing that? Because of His obedience. His obedience made me obedient. His obedience makes you obedient. But you have to know that. See, the teaching of Paul wasn't try harder. The teaching of Paul was stop trying hard at all. Because as long as you're trying, you think it's you that does it. But when you believe, it's no longer I, but Christ is living in me. I stopped working and I just started believing, and obedience flew out of me. And then the word came to pass, out of you, out of the midst of you, will flow rivers of life-giving water. God creates, but He loves to transform, because that expresses the image of His heart. In all His creation, He could not be seen in His fullness. If He would and could, no one would doubt that He is God, because we live in His creation. But He said, you have to be born again. No eye can see, no ear can hear. But through His obedience, when we believe, He touches our heart. Out of His grace, that's what grace is. Grace is He touches your heart. And we see something. We see a virtue, a glory of God. Not with our eyes, but we see it. We feel He touches our heart. And we think we choose to believe, but really, we are responding to the call to believe. And we're chosen to believe. And we believe because He is obedient. He was. So it's no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. Now I am. I am obedient. I am obedient. I'm not boasting of myself. The more you talk about what you can and cannot do, how hard it is, and how this and how that, and everything that renounces the power of His greatness in the earth, then the more you exalt yourself, the more foreign gods, the more idolatry we heap up to ourselves. But the more we glorify the greatness and the goodness of God, how good is the Lord? Think on these things. Whatsoever is pure, holy, righteous, if there any virtue, anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Set your mind on things above, not on the earth. Seek Him, and He'll be found of you. Watch what you look for. You'll find it. You look for a devil, you'll find a devil. You look for a demon, you'll find a demon. You look for a trial, you'll find a trial. You look for someone to denounce you or reject you or gainsay against you, you'll find them. But if you seek the kingdom of God, you'll find that. He said, whatever you seek for, you're going to find. Watch. Seek well. You're born of the Spirit. God is doing something in the earth. 2023 is a year of renown. It's an open door of excitement. It's an open door of your greatness. Your greatness. Remember, it's no longer you that lives. What you? The you that was a sinner and died. For the wages of sin is death. That's the law. Nothing you can do about it. But the gift overwhelmed the sin. And when you came to Christ, you died to yourself. Remember? We preach it all the time, but do we understand it? You died to yourself. And you were made alive under Christ. So we can't live both worlds. Paul said, the scriptures say, a two-souled individual, a double-minded individual is unstable in all their ways. They can't find their footing. Let not that person think they will receive anything of God. Why? Because God is not divided. God is one. So when we say we come into the knowledge and the revelation of who He is, we don't say, well, I can do what I want in the flesh. Your flesh won't do what it wants to do. You're going to do what Christ wants you to do. But that's what your faith has to announce and declare. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. It is no longer I, it's Christ. I am born of the Spirit and not of flesh and blood. I am born of God. He abides in me. His greatness fills me. Something great is going to happen today because, God, You are great. Where is He? He said He wouldn't leave you, and He didn't. He said, I'm coming right back, and He did. He put His feet right here. He went into the kingdom of God, prayed the Father to send the Holy Spirit, and put His feet right here on the earth, just like this. Bam. And He said, lo, I'm with you always. Even unto the end of the world, I'm right here with you. Heaven can't contain me, and the earth can't contain me, but your spirit can be filled with me. Because you're born again. So my feet are right here where you are. Standing right where you stand. I'm walking right where you walk. I'm hearing right where you hear. I'm speaking right where you speak. I'm doing wonders right where you believe in me. I told you I'd come back. Here I am. My feet are right here. I'm omnipresent. But I want you to know that the earth is the resting place of my feet. It's where I stand. I live here. I live and I abide in you. I told you I wouldn't leave. I told you I was coming back. I wouldn't stay gone for long. I prayed the Father and He sent you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, so you would recognize me. And as soon as I sat down in my throne, my feet touched the earth, and here they remain. This is where. And one day I'll stand up, and heaven and earth will unite. But you need to believe you are the heaven and the earth to be united. You need to believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. Where is He? Right here. I'm not waiting for Him to come back. He's here. I'm not saying a trumpet won't blow and the heavens won't split, but I'm telling you He's right here. His feet are here. And I'm seated with Him in heavenly places. That's where you're seated. You're seated with Him in heavenly places. And His feet have touched the soil of the earth. And He exceeds the imagination of mankind. But we have to put away the devil god. We have to put away the world god and the government gods. They're not gone. We have to stop screaming and fighting one another and denying the power of God that gives us everything we need. We don't have to fight one another for it. We don't have to be afraid that someone will take away something God has. Only God holds what's for you, and He'll give it to you. And He has. You're the apple of His eye. He's present with us today. He's here in spirit and power and wonder. And we're in both places with Him. We're seated in heavenly places. And we are planted in the earth. We are the planting of the Lord. And it's raining. And our roots have grown very, very deep in the earth. And our praise and our spirits have reached very, very high into the heavens. And there's a uniting taking place just as he said. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as in heaven. So it is today. God's doing a wondrous thing. He's doing it in you. And you have a right, without limitations, to be excited. You have a season, an opportunity to believe God. I didn't know how to believe well until I believed he believed well. And I believe well because he believed well. Father, if this cup can pass from me, nonetheless, here it comes. This is going to change the world. Not my will, your will be done. And he did it. He did it. And God wills to do a new thing. Isaiah knew that. God wills to do a new thing. And from the time of Christ, from this moment forward, everything he does that's new between heaven and earth is going to be done through the faith of the body of Jesus Christ. Everything new. Nothing will happen. Heaven and earth will remain the same until he fulfills his word through us to whom the word has been given. He has given us, the word says, he has given us of his word. Given you. The prophets knew the word of the Lord ruled at all times. As they know today, God's word triumphs, reduces the odds to worship, and overflows the outcome with favor. You are the favorite of the Lord. You are the chosen of God. Only believe, and you cannot fail. Only know you will do all God has told you to do. Not miss one moment. One day, you will follow the course he has called you to follow. Everything from this moment forward that will be done by God Almighty will be done through the faith in his word, through his creation. You, they that are born again, look to this year to do something incredible. Look to the greatness in this year. Why? Because this is where we are. In this, not the coming year. Right here, right now. This is the day of excellence. This is the day God has made. In it I rejoice and declare you're great and you're good. God is doing something. God will do something beyond your imagination. But we know it because of his obedience. It permeated our hearts. It permeated our minds. When his blood touched the soil, it transformed everything from the first man of dust to present day. It changed that dust. It made that dust receptive and aware of the glory, the redeeming power of Jesus Christ. And without being taught in our mind, we can believe in our heart that he is who he says he is. And we know it without proof, because we are the proof that he reigns and rules in the nations of the earth, because we are born again in Christ. You have to believe something great's going to happen. I don't mean hope. I mean you have to walk it out. And not effort, understanding. Put your effort in the corner and pull out your understanding. Open your wallets, open your purses, open your briefcase, open your desktop, open your laptop of knowledge, revelation, understanding. My prayer for you is that would you know him better, that you would know him more. And let's live by revelation from this point forward. By revelation and revelation alone. I feel your feelings are a deceiver. They do not know, nor are they subject to the will of God. But you can surrender them to the will of the Father. You can make them praise Him. You can make yourself worship. You can make yourself glad. You can make yourself anything you want because you have dominion over the earth, and the spirit of dominion rests on the inside of you. But you can't be two souled. There can only be one God in your life. I don't fight a devil. I don't fight a demon. That's not what I'm called to do. I'm called to worship one God. The victory is already mine. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. And He's given me total victory. He didn't tell me to do it. He told me to walk and announce and declare the goodness of the Lord and the year of the Lord's favor. And any devil, be it human or spirit, any demon, be it human or spirit, will bow to the name of Jesus. I have one God. You have one God. There is only one God. There's always only been one God. And just because one fell didn't make him a God. Only God is God. One God. The risen Savior, He is God. He is Lord to the glory of God. And His feet are right here. And He's walking with us, just like He said. He hasn't come back yet. What are you talking about? He told us in the Word, this is where His feet are. We're seated with Him there, in spirit, and His feet are here, in presence, in purpose, in promise, in power. This is the greatest season of your lives. Believe and worship the Lord. Over every one of you, I prophesy the revelation of God's increase in you. The revelation of God's increase in you. Do what you're about to do with all your might and don't stop. Do what God has told you to do and do it with all your heart and do not doubt in your heart. Believe the Lord. Believe the Lord. He'll establish you. Believe His prophets. You prosper. Believe the word of the Lord. I prophesy over you the favor, the blessing, the strength, the joy, the peace. This will be the greatest year of increase. At least believe for double. At least believe for double. You'll walk in what you believe. You'll walk in what you believe. Anton, you will walk in what you believe. Lord, as you will walk in what you believe. You will walk in what you believe. You'll walk in what you believe. Worship on the inside of you, the worship that comes through you isn't it's so beyond you. It's like a blur. Your life, tell you what I see. Your life has been like a blur that you've walked through. It'll be today. It's like you push a button and it clears up. There's a revelation to the worship in you. If you do what you did today and you just continue to do with everything in you, you won't have to do another thing. God will lay the plan out before you. You've said, I don't want to do, I don't feel called to do what has been done around me. I feel something different. And there is strength and support around you, but it's not enough. And you know that. But heaven will speak through you. What that means is the glory of God will show something through the earth. The faith of the earth that can't be seen even from the eyes of heaven. Heaven's eyes are on you to worship. Heaven's eyes are on you to worship. Father, we praise you, O God. How can we help but prophesy? Jesus. Chris, there's a day you walk into, you forget you have pain. You forget to remember that you have any discomfort. You forget to remember that something needs to be done. There's a day you put your foot into and you just say of the Lord, I've forgotten what I wasn't called to remember. And no matter what between now and now, between now and now, God wills to do something wonderful through the words of your mouth and not the efforts or the intellect of your mind. Call you blessed of the Lord. Call you blessed of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wondrous deeds. Crystal, God is going to continue to do a work on the inside of your heart. There is a day you can step into where you will be a strength to everyone around you. You will be a seeder. You'll sow. You'll provide. You'll reap, you'll harvest, you'll store. All because you prophesied and believed the word of the Lord. Your mind is not the mind you remember. You will forget all the former days. It will be hard to recall anything that brought you pain. And even what you remember will have no sting of death to it at all. You'll wake up feeling joyful, full of laughter, and you'll look for nothing. You won't look for anything. You feel the need for nothing. You feel the fullness of all that God in you is. And when you look around, everything that God willed for you and everything He's shown you in dreams, three dreams you've had, epic dreams of an epic proportion in the sense that there's something that rivals what you've ever had. You'll walk and see those and say, only God could have done it. Wouldn't God do what we couldn't do? Wouldn't God call us to believe and then show us that it's our faith in who He is that has brought it to pass? Isn't that how God would be glorified in the earth, to do what cannot be done and to change your mind where there's such peace you just cannot be afraid. Such peace you cannot be afraid. This is the greatest season of our lives. If you believe it, give the Lord a shout of praise.